And we finished this morning with a heroic feat of Lego engineering. The Guinness World Records has verified that Auckland teenager Alex Blong holds the new record for building the most carriages on a toy train that moves. Now, Blong sent his 25-metre train 10 metres down a track at Britomart Station. This comprised of 6 electric engines and 101 carriages. It's taken a while for this record to be verified, but the 14-year-old got the good news in the mail yesterday and this morning joins us on the line. Kia ora, good morning to you, Alex.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. You must be pretty stoked at this.
Oh, I am. I'm very stoked about it. It's a fantastic achievement that it feels surreal. Like, it's a Guinness World Record. It's something.
It's not bad, is it, at 14?
Pardon?
It's not bad at 14, is it?
Yeah, no, it's not bad at all.
Now, I've just been watching some footage of this. You did it at Britomart Station, right?
Yep, that is correct.
And how long did it take you to put this together?
It took me about 100 hours in total to, like, build the carriage and locomotives.
And why did you want to do it?
So, essentially, I was inspired by this TV show where there was, like, a really, really long train. And, obviously, during lockdown, people got quite bored. So I got bored, and I decided that I'd build this really long train. And I decided to also check if there's like a Guinness World Record, because that would certify at a long train. And then I realized that there was actually a record. So I was like, oh, I think this is relatively achievable. And that's basically what set me on the path to achieve this Guinness World Record.
Yeah. So yours was 101 carriages long. What was the record you had to break?
The previous record was 69 carriages.
So you weren't content at 70?
No, I felt that if I wanted to break the record, I wanted to obviously go a bit higher so that the next person doing it would then have to do quite a bit more as well. So it was a safety net, and it was also, I thought the number 101 was quite a cool number.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Have you been a Lego freak for quite a while?
Yeah, I've obviously grown up with Lego. I think at the age of 3, I got my first Lego set. And it's really stuck with me throughout my years, and I don't plan on, I guess, giving it up anytime soon.
Hey, Alex, how did you fund this?
Okay, so I have this streaming service where what I do is I open Pokemon cards for people on Facebook, and basically I used a lot of the money from that to purchase the Lego and build the carriages.
Wow, so you did that...
Obviously.
Yeah, you did that yourself. Like, how much did that cost you?
So in total, I probably spent around $8,000 on the train.
Wow, $8,000.
Yeah, it's something.
But it's worth it. What did you get from Guinness, the Guinness World Records? Did they send you a tohu or a gong of some sort? Like a prize,
so
you know? Like
all you really get from them is you get obviously the website that says you've done this, and then you get like a really cool certificate, and that's really it.
That's pretty cool. Hey, what's your next, are you done with the Lego? What's your next challenge?
So basically, my next project is not a Guinness World Record. I'm just building like a Lego spiral for trains to go down, and then like a return for them to go up like a Lego mountain. So it's not as big a project, but it's something fun I thought I'd do.
Yeah, awesome. Hey, thanks very much for talking with us this morning, and congratulations on your Guinness World Record. That's Alex Blong, who's the world record holder, after building 6 electric engines and 101 carriages and firing it off 10 metres down a track at Britomart Station.